BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's sending a delegation to Qatar to continue Gaza ceasefire negotiations. But he also expressed anger at the treatment of three Israeli hostages released by Hamas on Saturday in an emaciated state.
We have once again seen what monsters Hamas are. These are the same monsters who slaughtered our civilians and mistreated our hostages. And I say to them once again, they will pay for their actions. We will do everything to bring back all our hostages. We will ensure their safety. That's the instruction I gave to the delegation. But Hamas will not be there. We will eliminate Hamas and return our hostages.
Seven of the 183 Palestinian prisoners released on Saturday needed hospital treatment. Hamas has said it's ready for further talks, but it's accused Israel of dragging its feet on the delivery of humanitarian relief as part of the ceasefire deal. After 3 weeks of arduous talks between rival political parties, Lebanon finally has a government. The new Prime Minister, Nawaf Salam, said his 24-member cabinet would prioritise financial reforms, reconstruction and implementing the UN resolution to ensure stability on its southern border with Israel. Leaders of a group of European right-wing and far-right parties have praised Donald Trump at a gathering in the Spanish capital. Guy Hedgecoe reports from Madrid.
Patriots is the third biggest group in the European Parliament. It's hoping to disrupt the control that social democrats and conservatives exert on EU institutions, and this summit was a show of strength. Many of the leaders present have welcomed Donald Trump's return to the White House. Hungary's Viktor Orbán is one of them, and he said that the Trump tornado has changed the world. Immigration was a dominant theme of the rally. Santiago Abascal, leader of Spain's Vox Party, which hosted the event, said his country will be the wall of Europe against the advance of Islamism.
Police in Germany say about a quarter of a million people have taken part in a demonstration in Munich against the far right. The protest under the slogan "Munich is colourful" comes ahead of federal elections in 2 weeks' time. The Christian Democrats have faced criticism for recently voting alongside the far-right Alternative for Germany party, breaking a post-war taboo. Astrid Herrmann is among the protesters.
We are here because democracy is important, and so is diversity and peace. Democracy can only work with everyone, except the right. That doesn't work at all. And the AfD, certainly not. They hold humanity in contempt, and we are for diversity, for lots of people. And that is why it is important to raise our colourful flag.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is willing to negotiate with the United States over nuclear-related sanctions, but not under Donald Trump's maximum pressure strategy. Abbas Araghchi said negotiations from a position of weakness would amount to surrender. President Trump reinstated the maximum pressure policy on Tuesday, followed by fresh financial sanctions on Iranian entities and individuals. Canada's trade minister says she wants to deepen economic ties with the European Union and uphold global trading rules in the face of threatened US tariffs. Mary Ng said trade was already flourishing, but more could be done. Canada wants to diversify its trading relations and sidetrack its US dependency. African leaders want renewed peace talks on the escalating crisis in eastern Congo. Defence chiefs from East and Southern Africa have 5 days to devise a security plan for the city of Goma, recently overrun by Rwanda-backed M23 rebels. Here's Richard Kagoy.
DR Congo's president, Felix Tshisekedi, has accused Rwanda of fueling the conflict by backing M23 rebels with troops and weapons. The summit called for resumption of peace talks, including with M23, and a mediation effort led by Kenya and Angola. Kenya's President William Ruto stressed the need for diplomacy.
We must resist the temptation to think that we can somehow shoot or bombard our way into a solution in the face of such a complex situation.
The US has also stepped up pressure, warning of sanctions on Congolese and Rwandan officials if hostilities continue.
The convicted former French President Nicolas Sarkozy says he's putting his public activities on hold and will no longer speak to the media. This comes a day after he became the first former president to be fitted with an electronic ankle monitor after being found guilty of attempting to secure favours from a judge.